أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن حيث خرجت فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام، وحيث ما كنتم فولوا وجوهكم شطره. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that follow the command of Allah in whichever direction He tells you to face, face in that direction. Don't follow your own desires, or that we were all the time we were facing in this direction, now my why must we face in another direction. Don't listen to people what they say. See what is the command of Allah Ta'ala, and whatever the command of Allah Ta'ala is, follow that at all time. So yeah, in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains another great wisdom of changing the Qibla towards Baytul Muqaddas and then towards the Kaaba Sharif again. And that great wisdom is that is takmeel and tarbiyat, that the islah and tarbiyat be made perfectly and completely of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, that at all times that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam desired very much also and was waiting for Allah's command that must we face the Kaaba and make namaz. But Allah says that with the complete perfection of one's inner self is that not which direction we face, but the command of Allah, that is more superior. Even more superior than facing the Kaaba is to see the pleasure of Allah in which lies Allah Ta'ala. And then also the perfection of deen, that the Kaaba was the original and the real Qibla which Allah also loves. For a wisdom, Allah made it temporarily that the Muslims face towards Baytul Muqaddas. But that the original was the Kaaba Sharif, and that also Allah Ta'ala granted it. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ حَيْثُ خَرَجْتَ or جِسْ جَگَا سِ تُو نِكْلَ and from wherever you go out, in other words, wherever you may be, فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ So move kar dena Masjid Haram ke taraf. Then face towards the Masjid Haram, that is the Kaaba, that is Haram Sharif in Makkah, face in that direction. And this is now the permanent command of Allah forever, that wherever you are, face towards the Kaaba when making your namaz. Wa innahu lal haqqu min rabbik. Or beshak yahi haq hai tere rab ke taraf se, and this is undoubtedly the truth from Allah Ta'ala, that temporarily they were facing Baytul Muqaddas, but now that you have to face the Kaaba, this is the real true command of Allah Ta'ala. So in all matters also, we should see what in which lies the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and what are the commands of Allah Ta'ala, and we should follow accordingly. وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ اور اللہ بے خبر نہیں تمہارے کاموں سے. And Allah Ta'ala is not unmindful of what you are doing. Yeah, particularly the references to your namaz, that Allah knows in which direction you are facing. That is outwardly, that which are you following the command of Allah or your own desires, what you want to. Those Jews, for example, who accepted Islam, and previously they were facing Baytul Muqaddas, now they are Muslims, Allah knows in their heart what is in their heart. Outwardly they are facing the Kaaba, but in their hearts are they happy of facing the Kaaba. For everyone, this is particularly for namaz and for all our things, Allah Ta'ala knows exactly what every person is doing, and that is what is in his heart, and outwardly what he is doing. Outwardly we all have come for Fajr namaz, or we are practicing Muslims inshallah, whatever Allah has given, but what is in our hearts also Allah knows. Whether we really want Islam or we want, for example, a Western modern way of life. A person might be an alim also, a maulana, but is it in his heart that I should be some graduate of a university, that I should be living that kind of a life? Outwardly we might be living in deen, and inwardly what is it? And our colors show up, like for example at holiday times, when we just go on a free spree and we just do what we feel like, and we don't observe the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. or at any other time, if we are at any other social gathering, when we are at home, our private lives are also are they confirming towards what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. When we come to the masjid, then we are dressed Islamically. When we go to for business, then how do we dress? When we go for a social function, how do we dress? If we happen to go for a picnic or a holiday, does our dressing change then? Our namazes, do they change then? What our namazes are now and what our namazes are at home? Is there a difference? Allah knows everything. We can try and bluff all the people of the world. We can even try and bluff ourselves. But nobody can bluff Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is fully aware of all what a person does. Whatever a person makes tawbah and corrects his life, Allah is fully aware of that also. And Allah is most merciful and He accepts the tawbah of a person. And very fortunate and wise is that person who before his mort comes, makes sincere tawbah of all our mistakes and our errors. And we turn in sincerity to Allah Ta'ala. From the bottom of our hearts we turn to Allah Ta'ala, and outward actions also confirm to what Allah Ta'ala has ordered us, inward condition, the condition of the heart also. When we are in the masjid and with all the musallis, we go out in jamaat, for example, we go to the khanqah, we go for umrah, then is our dressing and our lifestyle a different one? And when we go for a holiday, a picnic or something else, we have a wedding, and then is that something else? And then we have all the wrong things we are doing there. So that should not be the case. Allah warns us that He is fully aware of all our actions at all times. And we are finally going to return to Allah, and Allah will open our registers and our books, and everything will come out, what we did outwardly also, and what was in our heart also. That will be all, that will all come out. Dunya's life is just temporary, is just a passing phase. The real life is the life of Akhirat. And for that we have to prepare all the time, and for that we have to be ready. May Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us towards righteousness, inshallah. Subhanallah.